It may be a generational thing, but today it seems that a common source of frustration is the difficulty in making telephone contact with anyone working in our public services. Should an actual number be located, it is a rare bonus if it is answered by a human being. Digital platitudes don't suffice when all that is required is the opportunity to ask a live human person a simple question. Each human voice is unique, so much so that we can identify someone by their voice alone. We say, "I recognized your voice." An upset child is soothed by the comforting voice of a parent. A patient is reassured by the calming voice of the doctor. In an end-of-life situation, family and friends treasure a dying person's last words. After the death of a loved one, it is not only the physical presence that is missed, but perhaps more than anything else, it is the sound of that person's voice. The human voice is a powerful tool that can inspire, heal, and connect us to one another. God also has a voice, and the Bible is the record of that voice. The first recorded word spoken to humanity by God is found in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. It comes after Adam and Eve had succumbed to the devil's temptation to eat the forbidden fruit. They were hiding in the bushes, dressed in the rather ludicrous outfit of fig leaves, when God called out to them, "Where are you?" This is not a query about where are you hiding, but carries the meaning, "Where do you stand? To whom will you listen?" In the Gospel, Jesus constantly challenges, "To whom will you listen?" Recall, for example, the episode in St. John's Gospel when Jesus had declared, "Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life." And as a result, many of his followers left him. Jesus then turned to his apostles and asked, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" In other words, where do you stand? And Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life." Our Christian faith is more than a collection of dogmas to be accepted or of commandments to be obeyed. It is, first and foremost, a relationship with a person, a relationship with Jesus Christ, whose voice we listen for, a voice that can be trusted, one that seeks to touch our hearts. Jesus says to us, "I call you friends." He is, as St. Peter declares in today's second reading, the shepherd and guardian of your souls. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus, in an obvious reference to himself, speaks of the shepherd of the flock, whom the sheep follow because they know his voice. This voice is not only recognized, but it is also trusted. And this trust is the central theme of the responsorial psalm. "There is nothing I shall want. Near restful waters he leads me. He guides me along the right path. No evil would I fear. Goodness and kindness shall follow me." Jesus is, for each of us, the loving friend always by our side with untiring affection, patience, and self-giving. But Jesus, however, also recognized that there are other voices, pernicious voices, These he called the voices of thieves and brigands who come to steal and kill and destroy. Today's world is filled with a diversity of such voices, each seeking to influence us by presenting an individualistic and self-centered style of life, which promises personal fulfillment and security, but in the end, often only delivering, in the words of the late Pope Francis, the desolation born of the feverish pursuit of frivolous pleasures and blunted conscience. The promise of a brave new world by public figures and influencers has too often proved to be false. Surveys today seem to suggest that in the Western world, particularly among young people, there is a growing dissatisfaction with materialism and that they are seeking something more. Perhaps, even unknown to themselves, they are looking for the quiet joy of Jesus' love and to hear the gentle guidance of his voice. We too are to hear, just as Adam and Eve did, the question, "Where are you?" Will we step out from behind our vulnerability, our doubts and questions, our hopes and failures, and do as Jesus asks, "Listen to what I say"? He does indeed speak to us, and we hear that voice firstly in the scriptures, particularly when they are read at Mass, because it is the word of the Lord. Christ is present in his word, since it is he himself who speaks when the Holy Scriptures are read in the church. He also speaks to us and guides us through the teachings of the church. And he is that voice that speaks to us in that inner sanctuary of our heart, which we call our conscience, moving us to do good and to avoid evil. He speaks also through good and trusted friends who challenge us to live according to higher ideals and to be our better selves. In this moment, Jesus quietly asks each of us, "Where do you stand? To whom do you listen?" Lord, as the prophet Samuel said, so do we say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Amen.